Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app on Apple Podcasts. If you're Android, we recommend Spotify or the Five Reasons YouTube channel. Also, check out our new Discord server. It's not so new, but it's certainly better than Twitter. Check it out. $2.99 per month. Communicate with us, other Heat fans. This is the place, like I actually said today, like, what topic should we do next? And people respond. You're not going to get that from me on Twitter anymore, I promise. So check it out. It's our Discord server, Off the Floor, $2.99 per month. And you can find the description right here on the YouTube channel, also on the podcast feeds. Also, check out the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network, includes our friends over at Mobile CRM and Staffing Services. You can find them at c-armandstaffing.com, 561-891-9620. That's 561-891-9620. Nelson and his team, what do? They bring the x-ray equipment and staffing to your doctor's office, to your hospital. So we know many of you, your nurses, your doctors, you just work in medical buildings. Okay, these are the people to reach out to. Mobile CRM and Staffing Services, big Heat fans, great people. They've come to our events. Again, it's 561-891-9620. All the information's there on the website. C, so letter C, dash armandstaffing.com. And now, today's episode.
Down to Biscayne. Yikes. Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buckley said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got an all band. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, welcome back to Five on the Floor. Here's today's floor plan. This is a momentous occasion. Brady Hawk is producing this episode. It's not Alex's fault, I promise you that. He did his best to be able to produce. He's here. You can follow him at Alex Toledo. I've been trying to get that done for years. It never happened. You can follow him at Tropical Blanket. You can follow Brady Hawk at Brady Hawk 305. You can follow me if you want to at Ethan J. Skolnick and at Five Reasons Sports. Greg Sylvander is going to be off for the next few days unless something big happens, giving Greg some well-deserved time off. So you'll hear from some others here on the podcast. All right, we are continuing to do our Jimmy Butler build episode. So we did the five best moves of the Jimmy Butler build, and we did the five worst moves of the Jimmy Butler build. I was on with Alex and Greg for the first. I was on with Greg for the second. Today we bring Brady on for our third. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to pick a team, okay? We're going to collectively try to pick a team. We're going to debate it. First thing we're going to do is we're going to nominate players who've played for the Heat in the Jimmy Butler era, which started in 2019. Okay, so this can be anybody who's played for them. It's the level they played for them at. Okay, so for instance, a certain point guard who they acquired on a three-year contract, like, you're not getting Toronto Kyle Lowry, you're getting the Kyle Lowry who played here for the Miami Heat. Okay, so put that into context. I didn't total it up, but I mean, the Heat have had some changes during this time. I know everybody thinks they've just run back the same team five straight years, but there have been a bunch of guys who've come through here. So we're going to take those players. We're going to try to put together the best possible nine-man rotation with maybe a couple of wild cards, of the available players. So we're going to go around. We're going to nominate. If anybody takes longer than 5 seconds to nominate a couple of these guys, they automatically lose a nomination spot. Okay. So Alex, go ahead.
I have a question. So yes. This didn't come to my mind before, but when we're nominating guys here, are we doing the average of their entire tenure here, or are we doing like pick a season, like their best season here?
I consider that. I would say
I think it's peak.
I think peak, yeah. I think peak.
Okay.
I think peak is fair. You don't necessarily need to name the year, but I think the best that we've seen of them. Now, if it's someone, for instance, like Dwayne Dedman, who actually peaked pretty high when he was the best player in a playoff game for the Miami Heat.
My first nomination.
I think you should probably consider his other work. Okay, so it's peak, but it's also, you know, he's throwing therapy guns. Like, that's probably not somebody who's going to be on the team, but I don't know. Some of you may consider him to be the best backup center they had. Also, when we put together this team, we have to debate sort of what kind of a team do you want, right? Like, and will Eric Spoelstra actually play the player? That's another issue. So we're going to get into that. All right. I'm going to go first. Jimmy Butler. Go, Brady.
I'll take Bam Adebayo.
Okay, go ahead. Now, Alex, got 5 seconds.
Controversial.
I guess I'll take Goran.
All right, Goran Dragic. Okay, I'm going next. I will say Jaime Hawkins. Okay. I mean, we can nominate. We're going to nominate 20 players here. Okay. So we're at 4 right now. All right. Brady. No, actually, let's nominate 18. We'll nominate 18 because that way gives us 6 each. Brady, go ahead.
Okay. Tyler Hero.
Okay. Go ahead. Alex.
I guess I'll go, since I was thinking about using Tyler, I guess I'll go with Terry.
Terry Rozier. Okay, my turn. Duncan Robinson. Brady.
I will go PJ Tucker.
Okay. Alex.
Caleb Martin.
Okay. I will go with. I'm not nominating 7. The other 7. So that's not happening here. I promise you guys that. I will go with, I would love to nominate UD, but I can't. I'm almost at 30 seconds. I will go with Max Strus. Okay, Brady, okay. You're up.
I will go Jay Crowder.
Okay. Alex?
Since you won't do it, Ethan, I will. Kyle Lowry.
I won't do it. I promise you that. Andre Iguodala. We're now at, refresh here so you guys know as you look over your list. Butler, Adebayo, Dragic, Hawkins, Hero, Rozier, Duncan Robinson, that gets us to 7, Tucker, 8, Martin, 9, Strus, 10, Crowder, 11, Lowry, 12, Iguodala, 13. If we're going to stick with that 18 rule, we got 5 spots left. So we are now, I went Iguodala, so Brady, you're up.
Kendrick Nunn.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
He has to be on there.
Peak.
He started. I mean, if we're going with peak, yeah. If you're going with peak, there's a certain reason, yeah, to put it. There's definitely a reason to put him on there. So there you go. Okay,
shout
Alex.
Him, but I'm surprised you took Kendrick over the guy that I'm about to take and Gabe Vincent.
Yeah,
his peak was.
Yeah, I figured that he would be on there somewhere. Okay, so now we've got 3 spots left. So you guys got to really think about these, okay? Because we're down to 3.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And so somebody that's going to be left off here, right? I will go with, as I debate this as we go, Kevin Love. 2 spots left.
Give me Brady. Kelly Olynyk.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it.
Yeah, that's the other one I was considering.
You guys took both of the ones I had in mind. Now I'm left.
Wait. No, there's still a couple of guys here, before you go, all right. And I'm not gonna mention any names, but I just want to look. I'm taking a sneak peek here at some of maybe who we have overlooked here. Okay. Somebody who's actually in the finals right now. There's somebody who's in the finals. Don't name a name. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. There's also let's see. There's somebody who started a lot of games for the Heat this year.
I just thought of a good one.
And it's still an option to be on the team next year. There's also a guy who gave them some great defensive minutes before his knee exploded again.
Mm-hmm.
There's the guy they drafted instead of Tyrese Maxey. We discussed that yesterday.
And the guy they drafted instead of Devin Booker.
Oh, that's true, actually. Oh, sorry. That's right. Well, he said it was his team after the first game of the season of 2019. There's also Casey Akpala. I don't think he's on the list, but I think Pat hoped he would
be. He's not on the list.
Bielitsa?
Oh, man. Bielitsa, Yurtsevin is an option there for anybody who wants him. And then this past year, and there's also a guy who was drafted in the first round. So this is where it gets a little, it's dicey because there are three guys I could see as an option here, but I don't honestly think that we have any bad choices in the first 17. Like, I don't know that necessarily any of these guys for what they've done so far would go ahead of that group. There's also a guy who was briefly banned from the NBA and made his way back. Probably Correct. Could help from a spacing perspective.
I guess, and thank you for all that stalling so I could really think of an answer. I really appreciate
it. Yeah, I know. I tried. You know,
honestly, I'm just going to say Derek. I'm going to say Derek just to give him some love since he's in the finals right now. You know, that was Bam's boy. And he was actually solid when he was here too. Not to say that like I'm taking him over just like he's straight up better than Haywood or anything like that. It's nothing like that. I'm just, you know, shouting out Derek for being a fun player to watch too. Like with the Heat, it feels like they never really have like these random role players who are just super bouncy and athletic like that. Cool guy. So yeah, let's just throw Derek in there.
All right, so Derek, cool guy, gets the 18th spot. Here's some of whom did not make the team. Nikola Jovic, feel like we may regret that one later on.
yeah, I might want to take back my pick.
I mean, I said a guy they drafted in the first round, but they always said DJJ was getting a first round pick, so I guess that counts.
I actually thought you were like hinting at Precious there for some reason.
Well, I mentioned him too. I mean, there was the option with Maxey, but it's okay. I mean, look, we'll have Jovic working down at the G League. That's fine. He'll be going back and forth to Sioux Falls. So here were the other guys that were. Well, look, we're at 18. So here were the other options. Jovic, DJJ, you picked Highsmith, Myers Leonard, Josh Richardson, Cody Zeller, Dwayne Dedman, Precious Achiuwa. I'm trying to see who else got significant minutes. I don't really think we missed anyone of note. I mean, Thomas Bryant, DeLon Wright,
Avery Bradley,
Mo Harkless, that didn't last very long. That didn't go very well. Ariza, I mentioned Oladipo. No one bit on that one.
He did have that big playoff game. Like
he did. We probably have too many guards.
Who was last? Drew Smith. It's Depot or Nico for sure.
Right, but we're not going to pick more than 18. I'm just looking back at the previous one. Kyle Guy, that was the Mario Chalmers never actually got in the game. And I mentioned Yurtsevin, Nick Stauskas, Markieff Morris. I mean, he did get, you know, Jokic. That was that situation. He certainly had a memorable run. I'm looking at the 2021 season. Chris Silva. Of course, I mentioned UD before. You guys mentioned Bielitsa, Ariza.
No, and Michael Mulder.
Previous year, and the Michael Mulder era, and then the 1920, which was the first year, Solomon Hill, of course, great podcast guest, Dion Waiters. You really could have. I mean, I don't know that there was much of a peak there that year. I know, but there wasn't a peak. I mean, we kind of screwed it up with the questions we asked at that training camp in West Palm, and that's pretty much it. All right, so here is our list. You ready, guys? We're gonna have to put together a 9-man rotation from this group, with a couple of injury subs because we know that for the Heat they never have everybody available. So it's Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, Goran Dragic, Jaime Jaquez, Tyler Hero, Terry Rozier, Duncan Robinson, PJ Tucker, Caleb Martin, Max Strus, Jay Crowder, Kyle Lowry, Andre Iguodala, Kendrick. I'm picking Nunn over Lowry. Kendrick Nunn, Gabe Vincent, Kevin Love, Kelly Olynyk, Derek Jones Jr. Those are our 18.
Feel bad.
All right, now we're gonna
we're not doing take backs. I mean, I just feel bad that
no take backs
here instead of Derek.
Nico's getting seasoning in the G League. He's putting on additional weight, learning how to play all five positions. He'll be back next year. All right, I have a feeling if he's not traded, he'll be a big part. That's going to be the Nico Jovic build anyway. All right, do want to tell you about a couple great sponsors as Alex and Brady are going through the options here. Includes our friends over at Better Edge. Use the code 5RSN. You get $20 to play. Here's the cool thing about Better Edge. There's no VIG. which means you're not just giving the money to the house for nothing. Also, you can find the line that you want. Other cool thing about Better Edge is we run our contest there. So you can check it out at betteredge.com. Use the code 5RSN. But for the contest, you don't even need to do that. We're going to provide a link. We're doing a full NBA Finals contest. All three of us are going to be in that. It's free. You give your phone number, you sign up. There are 10 questions that have been posed. I actually did the whole thing. So, you know, I mean, blame me for if you don't like the questions. But betteredge.com, Mavericks, Boston. We got to give you guys a reason to watch this thing, okay? Because we know that you don't want to. Also want to mention Prize Picks. Use the code 5 there. This is legal, again, in the state of Florida. Yes, legal. Fully legal. 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 Everybody keeps asking me. Set your lineup. You can play up to 4 players. It's basically a power play. You can play them throughout different sports. PrizePicks.com. Use that code FIVE at PrizePicks.com. Again, the code is FIVE. Get your initial deposit matched up to $100. Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for 5 on the Floor on the 5 Reasons Sports Network. As you know, we heard from Pat Riley recently. Everybody has an opinion on trades, free agency, who they should keep, who they should give up, who they should get. Well, whatever it is that Riley and the Heat do, you don't want them giving up too much and getting too little, right? Well, the same is true of shaving products, and that's why I use Harry's Shaving Products. I love the weight and handle. I love the way it looks, and I love the quality of the shave. I have a little bit of trouble growing out a good beard. So better to just shave it off and make sure that it looks somewhat professional. These are German-engineered blades made in their own factory, so they stay sharp longer. Means you can use them longer. And also, they've got customizable delivery options for scheduled refills as low as $2, half of what you pay for other big brands. Also, I would recommend the shaving lotion as well and the body wash. So check it out. You can go to harrys.com/5. That's harrys.com/5. You'll get a $13 trial set for just $3. Again, don't pay too much and get too little. Same is true of shaving as NBA transactions. harrys.com/5 for your $3 trial set.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
All right. So let's start. Now we start to debate. And here's how we're going to do this. I'm going to mention a name and you're going to say yes. If it's yes for sure and we get 3 yeses automatically on the board, okay? Yes for sure. If you're like, I want to wait down later in the list, we will table it. If we get 2 no's on somebody, off the list, okay? I'm not going to go in the order we did it because if we do that, it's going to be 9 yes, 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 or something along those lines. I'm going to mix it around, okay? So you got to think, maybe I would rather have somebody else. All right, but let's start with this one. Jimmy Butler.
3 yeses.
3 yeses, okay. Gabe Vincent. Yes, no, or maybe. If it's maybe, we table it until we go around the list a little bit.
Just to clear, make sure this is narrowing
for
it down
a nine-man rotation, To a 9-man rotation. Mm-hmm.
I'm leaning no, but we could save it though.
I'm going maybe on this one.
Yeah, go maybe.
All right, so we're tabling him. Okay, Tyler Hero.
Oh boy.
Yes.
Yes.
But not necessarily. Well, and then we'll put a starting lineup together after that. It'll be more interesting. Okay, but we'll have him. He's in the mix. Okay. PJ Tucker. Brady.
He's a yes for me.
I think so too.
He's a maybe leaning towards no for me.
No.
So we're gonna table. We're gonna table. Wow. We don't have three S's. Okay.
How soon they forget?
Goran Dragic.
Yeah.
He's a yes from me.
He's a yes.
Don't know if he's gonna be a starter yet. Remember, we're shaping a team here. So far our team is Butler, Dragic, and Hero. Kevin Love.
I think no.
I think so too.
Who's your backup center, guys?
Could be talked into maybe, but that's why PJ is helpful too, because you could throw him in there as a backup five.
So please,
I'm leaning yes. I'm leaning yes there. So we're gonna table him. Okay. Caleb Martin.
He's a maybe.
I'm going yes. If we're doing peak, I'm going yes.
I'm going yes. So I'm going to say we have two yeses, but that's a push towards it. Bam Adebayo. Mm-hmm.
Three yeses.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay. So far we've got four yeses. Butler, Adebayo, Dragic, and Hero. We got to put the rest of this team together. Got to start eliminating somebody here. DJJ.
I'm sorry, Alex. He's off. He's off.
He's off. I mean, he didn't play in the playoffs that year, Alex. So, I mean, we're not talking about what he's contributed to the Mavs. You know, he's all right. So we're gonna take him off the list. Terry Rozier.
He's a maybe, right? Is he a maybe?
You got to start thinking about how we're shaping this team because if you've got Tyler and Dragic on the team already. That's your three guard rotation, basically. God, that's tiny.
Well, every guard they've had is tiny, so every backup guard option you could go with is going to be.
All right, so. I'm gonna call that a maybe, but just let's think about it. Duncan Robinson, yes. Automatic yes.
Why automatic?
Because he's the best shooter they've ever had. If we're talking peak, you're talking were really like a couple of peaks, right? Like there was what he provided in the first half of this season, and he also was a starter on the team that got to the finals that first year, and was their major source of shooting other than Tyler.
Well, if you're building a rotation, he's their shooter, right? Like if you're gonna grab a shooter, you have
let's do this. I'll make it a little bit easier, but maybe harder at the same time. I'm gonna throw Strus in there now too.
Yeah. I was gonna say, yeah.
You taking one or you taking both? Which one are you taking?
You're taking one, and it's Duncan.
Oh man, this is tough.
I mean, Max gives you more physicality. Jimmy liked playing with him better.
Both of their pieces.
I know who Jimmy would pick.
Honestly, I think I'm leaning Duncan too between them two.
I'm putting Duncan on the team.
No shade towards
Max. We'll cycle back.
The other thing is
we'll cycle back. Yeah.
I was going to say, like, you were talking about how this rotation is going to look, right? Now your guard rotation is Goran, Tyler, Duncan. And we've already spoken about Terry. And we've got a couple more guards who are going to be in the mix here, too.
We do. Okay. But Duncan is on the team. We've got five. Okay. So we're now building a team with Butler, Adebayo, Dragic, Hero, and Duncan. Doesn't mean that's the starting lineup.
They basically got to pick one more guard.
Oh my God, is that going to get exploited defensively? But okay.
We're leaning offense, finally.
Jay Crowder.
It's a maybe with Tucker, right? Like he's the
– Yeah, I think so too.
It's the Crowder versus Tucker.
All right, so let's do that. Who are we taking? Versus Tucker? Crowder versus Tucker versus Martin. Pick one for now.
Oh,
if I speak, Caleb had the best.
You may speak.
Caleb had the
he
best.
He did. Is he the best fit next to Bam in this group?
The best fit with this group, I think, is PJ. in terms of you have what we're talking about with the scoring and the like all of that stuff. Like PJ doesn't have to do much. He's like he kind of does fit around them.
Yeah, I think PJ's the best fit. Caleb had the best peak.
Let's eliminate one.
I guess we're eliminating Jay. I don't know.
I think so.
I mean, Jay had a really nice peak too. If you're just doing the Bucks series, right?
It was one series, right? It was one series. He wasn't even good in the finals, but yeah.
Well, and I know people are going to say that that's the same thing for Caleb too, which I don't necessarily agree.
Caleb gives you something the other two don't give you, which is athleticism, which this roster sorely lacks.
Or what, Ethan? What team suffers more, taking Crowder off the bubble team or taking PJ off that team that went to that playoff run?
Bubble team. Probably the bubble team, but I'm still leaning PJ. I'm gonna say that the one I eliminate of those three is Crowder. We can come back to figure out how to fill that spot, but would you guys go along with that?
I think you could make the case that Crowder had the better peak between the two, just because he had that one series where he was on fire. But if you're just taking PJ season as a whole, playoff run as a whole, I'll do that.
Let's make this more complicated. Let's throw Iguodala in the mix.
Oh man,
keeping two of the four, because to me it's Iguodala or Morton.
No, that's so
we're just getting rid of the 2020 trade, essentially.
That's what it sounds
so
like.
Iguodala,
it's pretty crazy. With how we value that trade, and like, wasn't that one of your top options on like the best moves of the Jimmy era? Yeah. Era?
So, was voted off by Ethan, which is now going back to my side with this episode. The summer of 22 when they acquired PJ and Caleb.
I didn't say this was easy. All right. By the way, can we eliminate Kendrick Nunn, or do we need his scoring? It feels like when they knew he wasn't going to pass, there wasn't much else he could do.
We only have one more guard we can pick. I'm not picking Nunn.
Well, his peak was the first like 12 games of that season. That he was unbelievable. He was like breaking Dwayne's records.
No, he had a really good regular season.
Yeah, he was getting rookie of the month.
And he finished second in rookie of the year voting or something.
Yeah, we're gonna take him off. Okay. I'll start with this. Nunn or Vincent? We're taking Nunn off, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't debated Gabe fully, but okay. Olynyk is still out there too. So is a certain number seven. All right. So I've eliminated Iguodala. Can we keep Tucker and Martin on the board for now and eliminate Jay?
I think we have to.
Okay. I'm doing that too. Okay. So here's who we're left with. Here are our definites right now. Okay. Butler, Adebayo, Dragic, Hero, Duncan. We've got those five. We've got four spots to fill. The players that are still on the board are Hawkes, Tucker, Martin. We haven't said yes to either of them yet, but we've eliminated their primary competition. Strus, Lowry, Vincent, Love, and Olynyk.
Oh, man.
Now, PJ's on the team, so Brady's thought about, well, you could take Kevin Love off if you're comfortable with PJ as a backup center. God, this team is so small. I mean, you could slide in there,
you know, like
somebody's got to play the backup Bam minute. So I'll throw this out there. Lover Olynyk. Which one are we eliminating? We're not necessarily putting one on, but we're eliminating one of the two.
I think I'm eliminating Love.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Olynyk.
Ooh. I think we've had conversations over the last few years of wanting that guy back, that he fits a lot of the things that they do in terms of the spacing, in terms of a lot. And if you're asking for a backup big that has a little bit more to him offensively, I mean, I guess we're talking peak. So that 2020 year, I think I take that over kind of the later years of Love.
I think I'm with you. I think Kelly can just do a little bit more. Now, I will say, you know, Kevin Love, I think, has just been a decently solid interior defender. And I didn't know if that was going to be the case when they acquired him. Like, I mean, again, he has his limitations, right? Like, he both series versus the Celtics, he ended up being somebody that Spo went to less and less. So, but like, I think Love offers a little bit more rebounding wise and a little bit more on the inside on you know, on defense just because he can draw charges and stuff. But you know what? Kelly was doing that too. I just think Love was probably the better rebounder. You know, he's got the outlet passing stuff. But I think Olynyk overall was doing more and could handle more.
I would take Kelly. I would eliminate Kevin. But I'll say this. Mm-hmm. You may need Kelly to make this team based on the lack of size, even though he's not a great rebounder. Okay, so Love, Olynyk is still on the board. Kyle Lowry or Gabe Vincent? Who are we taking off?
Well, it's really Kyle versus Gabe versus Terry, isn't it? Because we're picking one guard.
Okay. Well, that's fair. We've kept Duncan. We've kept Dragic. We've kept Hero. I think we have to think of terms of framing here. Are we planning on starting Dragic with Hero? That never worked. They tried that. That never worked.
I mean,
who's your sixth man? Who's your sixth? Let's start here. Who's your sixth man then? Are you having the conversation with Tyler, or are you letting Goran do it? Because he did it before the bubble started.
I want Goran to start personally.
I think we have that conversation with Tyler. I think we come to him and say, UD was in our ear and saying that Duncan, he fits at that two guard spot. And I think that's the way we go with it. But
well, peak Tyler Hero was six man caught Tyler Hero, right?
I mean, I still think he's playing like he's in his peak right now, but
right. But in terms of role on this team,
yeah.
Okay, so then,
are we starting Goran and Duncan?
That's what I'm asking, because if you're starting Goran and Duncan, and you're bringing Tyler off the bench, then I'm keeping Gabe Vincent.
Oh,
I'm taking Terry.
This is really tough.
Oh man, because you're gonna take the other guy, and that's so we're gonna be still in here, do. Right?
That's what I should do.
We need a defender in that backcourt, don't we? Like, don't we need one? Like somebody.
His
name is Kyle Lowry.
You use your wings and bigs to guard the guards, not the guards. So. Let's take their method into account here.
2022, whenever that first year was, Kyle Lowry, I guess, has a spot in here. If we're talking about defense and playing up.
8 point from the bench.
Oh, my God. Ethan, I'm not going to let you erase what Kyle did here, all right? I'm not his biggest fan or anything, but that first year was very good.
If we're going purely.
Think about that for a second. They were the number one, the Miami Heat. Now looking back on it 2 years
later. Okay. So I'll ask, are you starting that Kyle Lowry over 2020 Goran Dragic?
No.
Bye, no. Kyle. We need a defender on the bench.
Kyle is a defender, man. Kyle, that's the one thing that towards the end, he was still pretty good at. Like, I'm not saying point of attack, but like.
In the post?
I mean, look, he was a great help defender, and help defense is a huge part of the NBA now. Like, I'm not saying he was.
If we're going on pure talent, if you're going on pure talent, it's Terry, right?
Yeah, that's why it's really tough. I don't feel strongly about any of these like options here.
But we have a shot creator in Goran, okay, who's done it at a higher level than anybody has in the Jimmy era for that period of time. So
to be fair,
Terry becomes...
we also like romanticized that Goran season because the bubble was so good, but he had a nice regular season, but it wasn't like amazing, right? And I know he was coming off the bench, but
don't slander the Dragon on this show. The Dragon on this show. Goran started. I am being fair. Okay. Okay. Who is your star? Are we all starting Duncan at the two?
I think so.
That's
why I took the liberty of bringing in PJ Tucker to this team, because if you're starting Goran and Duncan, you need PJ as the tweener.
So I'm ready to put PJ Tucker on the team. Can we do that? We have to at this point. We've run out of guys to put there. I'm ready to put PJ Tucker on as the sixth.
We put Caleb on the team too.
Okay, I'm ready to do that also. So now we're at seven. We're at Butler, Adebayo. Oh, here's how we seem to have our starters lined up. Adebayo, Tucker, Butler, Duncan, and Dragic. that front line is going to try to make up for the back line for point of attack defense. Okay. We've got Tyler as the sixth man and Caleb as your kind of Swiss Army knife off the bench. So we got two spots left. Okay. Here again are your options. Jaquez, Rozier, Struce, Lowry, Vincent, and Olynyk.
I'm sorry, Crowder should be in. When you keep naming Jaquez, and like it's no, he just had a really good rookie year at all. But like Crowder should be in Jaquez.
We take him off. Spot.
We're having that conversation.
Well, okay. Well, I could put Crowder back in the mix. He's still not going to make one of the final nine. But okay, I'm all right with it. I mean, but here, give me your two. We have the seven now. Again, I just gave you your bench. You're filling out your bench now with with Martin and Hero are coming off the bench. You got two more spots.
Jovich would actually have a case here if I didn't stupidly pick Derek over him.
Okay, well, that's true, but you did. So we're done with that. Okay,
we have to do KO, right? Like we have at this point, we need a backup big. We have to do a Linux. Is that where we are?
I'm going with Gabe and Kelly.
Isn't it three guys though? Oh no, we're doing nine. That's right. Oh, sorry,
we got nine. I'm going with Gabe and Kelly.
Oh man,
I mean Max is a better player than Gabe. He might be a better player than Kelly, but I don't really see. I mean, he'd have to play like small ball 4 or 5 off the bench.
I'm going to stay with what I said before. I'm going to go Terry and Olynyk. And here's my reasoning. I understand the defensive part, but we're going to stagger, first of all. That's number one. That I'm going to make that decision. But, like, Goran in that year was still a guy that was operating off screens. Tyler, a guy that operates off screens. Duncan's a guy that operates off screens. Terry's the one guy that you could still, like we had the discussion this year, that can get a bucket. Just an ISO bucket. Just go absolutely just get – and that's what you want in a bench scorer. So I don't know. I'm still leaning Terry.
But you have Tyler, though. And now you're talking about – you're going to stagger so much that we've done all these episodes. Does Tyler and Terry work? And now you're putting them on the bench together.
Well, now they have Goran in their ear. We've seen
Hero and Vincent work together. And like
Terry and Tyler on the bench, both of them is a hell of a combo to bring, though. Like that's a punch right there.
It is for the other team too. I'm just wondering like if that's gonna work. All right, so we'll debate these two then. I'm saying I think you need Olynyk because I want to sub him in so he can play some with Bam. I always like the way they look. That's what we talked about with Jovich. Their numbers together were always good. So I'm saying Olynyk, and then I'm taking the point of attack defender off the bench in Gabe, and you've got a certain toughness with this group. I would honestly, my next guy would be Struce, but I don't see a place for him. And you better hope Gabe shoots the ball well, but at least you'll have another spot up shooter in there if you don't have Max in there. So I'm going to say Olynyk and Vincent. You're saying Brady is saying Rozier, Olynyk and Rozier. So you give me your two, Alex.
I'm going with Olynyk, and I'm really like agonizing over picking from these three guards because, like, I don't feel so super strong about anyone. I don't nice. Like. I think that the Gabe is absolutely in this conversation, but it's like how the defense can only do so much if you're going to be playing him alongside another like questionable defensive guard as well. I think Lowry absolutely has a case here for his peak, and is somebody who was a two-way player, a leader for them. And I agree with everything Brady was saying, like. You know, a lot of what we talked about throughout this build is like, you know, they need more individual shot creation, a guy who can do it himself. And I think, you know, Terry absolutely does that. So I'm really struggling with this one, man. Should I just go Kyle for the show just to like balance you guys out? Let's just do it. Let's do it, man. Just to piss you off.
So you can go Kyle. You can go Kyle for the show. We will. Here's what we're going to do with it. You've just created more content. What we're going to do is we will poll this, okay?
There we go.
So for people who are listening and also subscribing to the Discord, this is our eight-man roster. This cannot be changed. None of these people can be taken off, okay? No, we've got eight. We've got three guys vying for one spot as the nine.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And this is our starting lineup. You can't change the starting lineup either. This is what we're going to battle with, okay? Adebayo, Tucker, Butler, Duncan Robinson, and Goran Dragic. Our core bench is Tyler Hero, Caleb Martin, and Kelly Olynyk. I kind of like that bench, actually. And then your ninth man, and we're going to pull this, is either Gabe Vincent, Terry Rozier, or Kyle Lowry. I don't want Max Strus write-ins. I don't want Jaime Jaquez write-ins. I don't want they were close, but they're not in this list, okay? Jovic, Highsmith, Zeller, Precious.
Don't be writing in Kendrick Nunn.
Do not be writing in Kendrick Nunn.
Because okay? Ethan
eliminated write in Omer.
Immediately.
Right. You can write in Omer. All right, so that's our list. Is that a championship team, by the way?
I think so. We're talking about everybody at their peaks. I think so.
Yeah, it is. Kyle's there for pointing. UD's on the bench growling. All right. Thanks to everybody for following. We'll actually discuss this on the next episode as we go forward here and with which one you picked. So that's your three choices to be the ninth man on this team. They'll get more than ninth man minutes. Lowry, Rozier, Vincent, who fits this team the best? Thanks to our sponsors, Better Edge, use the code 5RSN. Prize Picks, use the code 5FIVE. We don't know if this episode's ever getting up because Brady's producing it, but if he does, he gets a special award. And you know what? In that case, we'll probably pick Rozier just to make him happy. Also, check out c-armandstaffing.com. I would choose Rozier too, but someone's got a guard here. All right, have a good day, everybody.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.